I begin in darkness, and my nose tells me everything I know. I have a brother, sharp, bigger than me, and all growl. I have sisters, pounce, who loves to wrestle, and wag, who talks with her tail. And best of all, my brother Warm, who likes to curl up under my chin, the only pup smaller than me. I nose each one of them, and the damp dirt above, and the dry grass below. I circle the den while the others drowse. I take test runs up the tunnel. They call me Swift because I was the first to stand up and walk. Wherever my legs take me, I always circle back to the empty hollow spot in the center of the den that smells like home, like the thing I can never smell enough. And then she comes in out of the wind, the best of all smells, Mother. She turns around once, nose touching each of us in turn, and then lies down in her hollow. Sharp, Pounce, and Wag dive for her belly to drink. I could have been first, but Mother's fur is full of smells. From her hip to her shoulder to her warm, growly breath, she holds smells with no name. Smells that make me want to push beyond the place at the mouth of the tunnel where Mother has said, "Do not pass," and put my nose where the light comes from. I am late for lunch. Warm creeps toward the last drinking spot. I lunge for it, and then, drinking fast and strong, drinking gulps and dribbles and gasps. Mother sings to us as we drink about the wide world beyond our den and the story of our life in the mountains. I take in her song like air, like milk, pack, mountains, elk, stars, wind, rain, howl, hunt, mountains, pack. As always, Warm squirms under me in his low-to-the-ground way. He whimpers and pushes his head under my chin. Pop! My drinking spot is gone. Belly half full, I move on. I do not even try Sharp. He is big, and there is a bite behind all that loud-mouth yowling. I nudge Pounce, but she steps on my head. Wag gives up her drinking spot when I push her away. Wag pushes Pounce, who pushes Sharp, and then he turns to Warm, teeth bared, and growls the one word we all know. Mine! Warm creeps away and curls up in the back of the den, alone. One by one, we slide full-bellied into dreams. Before I do, I catch a sweet smell that gives me no peace. I yawn, lift my nose, and yes, yes, there is more milk, and I can claim it. More, and if I drink it, I will grow to be even bigger than Sharp. I find just one swallow in every drinking spot. And now I know one thing my brothers and sisters do not. Hind milk is the sweetest of all. I lick the last drops from my chin and curl my body around Warm so they will not step on him in the dark. Tell me again, I say to Mother. I point my nose to the tunnel. When can I go outside? It's wild and hungry out there on the home ground, Mother says, and you are tender and tasty, my wolfling. My own, wait until you are bigger. She sighs at the soft pool of light that has spilled through the do not pass onto the den floor. Wait until you have a fighting chance. I stretch my nose toward the light and stifle the yawn that comes with the stretch. I don't want to wait. My sisters and brothers breathe the slow, deep breaths of sleep. My head bobs, but I fight. Tell me more. The pack belongs to the mountains, and the mountains belong to the pack, she begins, and the wolf star shines on us all. I listen, but the long and winding slide into dreams carries me away.